My dear brothers and sisters, at the end of the Gospel, Jesus emphatically says, "Whoever has ears ought to hear." Do you have ears? Please listen. Our scripture readings in this 15th Sunday reminds us that it is our decision if we will accept God or not, if we will listen to Him or not. God created everything, and He is all-powerful. We know that. God has power over the weather and the circumstances in life. God allows things to happen and even prevents things from happening to protect His people, to protect us. However, there is only one thing He does not have control over: our free will. Our free will. God loves us so much that He gave us free will to decide what we want to do, how we want to live, what we want to happen. We decide if we will accept God or not. In the Gospel, we see that the sower went out to sow. We are all familiar with this parable of the sower. He put the same seeds to different kinds of soil. And it was the same sower and the same kind of seed, the same. What was different? The difference was the kind of soil that received the seeds, the kind of soil. This produced different result on the seed. The readiness and receptiveness of the soil determines what will happen to the seeds. The seed is the Word of God. Jesus is the sower. Going back to the first reading, we see that God's Word will accomplish its goal, the purpose for which it was sent. It is ready, but it is still up to us how we will receive it. It is up to us on what we will do with those things. It is if we would rather focus on other things or if we are ready and will accept and listen to Him. Whenever Jesus speaks, everyone listens during His time, even if others don't want to accept, they are listening. Others won't accept, but they are listening. Why? They wanted to find fault on what Jesus is saying. But everybody listens. Everybody listens. It just depends on how they accept what they are listening to. So whenever Jesus speaks, everyone listens. Because whatever Jesus talks about is always wisdom-filled. Who would not want to listen to someone who imparts wisdom? Especially what they say, wisdom of old. The wisdom of old. We all want to listen to a person whose words are full of wisdom. Maybe just like Father Kevin. But how could we listen to Jesus in this, shall we say, this generation, smartphone and social media dominated times? First, maybe a suggestion, realization. We listen to Him by reading and reflecting on His life and teachings in the Bible. Do we still do it? Of course they are, but many, only a few. Many are not anymore even having their Bible. They have, but for display only in the house for display. They don't even know that their Bible sometimes is the real Bible, sometimes some Bibles are not permitted by the Catholic Church. Sometimes we see Bibles in hotels, which is not valid. Just for the sake of there's a Bible, reading the Bible. Many of us have no more time to open the Bible even for a brief moment. Yet, we have time for other worldly things that oftentimes bring no value to our life. Second, is we listen to Jesus through our solemn presence at the Holy Eucharist. Because of our many self-created distractions, there are times that it's so hard to allocate time to this holy and sacred celebration. We could not deny the fact that sometimes there are still temptations even within the celebration of the Holy Eucharist. Nevertheless, if we really desire to give time for this holy and sacred celebration, we would be able to do it and in return receive unfathomable blessings from it. That is why you are always here every Sunday. If you don't experience anything from the Eucharist, you will not come back here. Right? Right. Third, we could go for adoration. If we have extra time, we could come here in the church. Jesus is always here, waiting for us, waiting for you. You could talk to Him, stay, be with Jesus, and allow Him to speak to you. Not only you speaking to Him during adoration. If we could only spend time daily using our smartphones, why can't we give time also for the Lord? There's an enormous blessing that awaits us whenever we give time to the Lord. If we only would care to give time to the Lord, we would be like the seed that fell on the rich soil and produced fruit, 100 or 60 or 30-fold. Let us therefore spend more time with Jesus. Let us listen more to Him, and let us be prepared for the spiritual blessings that will come our way. We all have the same Bible, not what I mean, same version. We all have the same God. We all experience the great, unconditional, and forgiving love of God through Jesus. However, we receive it differently. We receive it differently. Some choose to prioritize worldly riches over spiritual ones sometimes. Some allow stress and problems to overwhelm us and take the focus away from God. Some allow the devil to take away what God gave us, while some keep everything in their hearts and lives and allow God's seeds of love to bear fruit in their lives. Even allowing it to bear fruit in other lives, in others' lives, by helping. That's why I'm here. So therefore, may we be challenged and inspired by the fact that God gave us all His love, His word, His blessings and protection. May we prepare also our hearts to receive Him and allow Him to bear fruit through us, for others. The question is, do you give time to listen to Jesus as a good soil? Yes, I'm sure you did, again, because you are here.